Nelu, do you watch boxing?
No.
In boxing, there's like a 1-2 combo. Smashing a 1-2 combo, man.
Vaccine knockout.
Say 1-2.
I feel like
we can't knock them out. The hour's only beginning.
Okay.
Imagine knocking them out. Who's going to listen to us?
Yeah, no, take it easy.
But there's a message. Black Streets, Don't Leave. And then Montana, the trumpet song. It's 959 Car Drive on the streets on the air. Beckley Beck.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I come on now, man.
I am. This one on the streets on the air. My trumpet song. I caught her. Showing team, be here, man. I'm Asha.
Sure. When I mind you, we are certified.
Hey, yo. Forget my pride. I'm begging you. You're my heart. You're my soul. You got so much control.
This was the first song that I noticed. Like, I'd go anywhere and people knew the lyrics to the song. You play this song and people would just start singing.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
And then, yeah, this was also the first song where I heard the term national anthem. People were like, yo, Lil Kulu is a national anthem. And I thought it was hilarious because almost everybody knows the national anthem. Anyway, if almost. You were driving, yeah, almost. I mean, come on.
Ras Dumisani.
Exactly.
Wow.
No, for real. Ras Dumisani was like the Rasta of singing.
Yeah.
You know?
Went and embarrassed us.
That was horrible.
Bruh. Yeah. If you were driving while we were playing those two songs, perhaps you got too excited. Maybe you even got into an accident. Maybe you almost got into an accident. I'm hoping you didn't. But then the question is, do you have car insurance? It seems like a silly question because really, if you buy a car, they don't let you leave without insuring it, especially if you buy the car via a bank. But if you finance to buy a bank, they want to get that insurance. What some people do, though, is they'll take the car and then later on they'll cancel the insurance.
Yeah. And what people normally do is get like these brokers. Hmm. So if you get a broker, it's like 500 insurance. As soon as you leave the dealership, then you can cancel that.
I'll be honest though, for me, like my insurance broker has gotten me very good deals on insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll get you like a very low quote because they obviously shop around and they've got deals that wouldn't be available to you.
But then your access is a lot.
Yeah, I don't know, eh?
No, but that's the point. People. When you shop around, you're shopping for everything.
Mm. Yeah,
access, but not just the premiums.
Mm. Mm.
But you definitely want to be covered.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, if I were to choose between a high premium and a high access, personally, I'd rather choose a high access.
I choose a high premium.
Why? Because the premium is inevitable. The excess, you may never need to pay it at all.
Premiums are monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you plan to have an accident every month, then
no,
go for a high premium.
No, I don't want to get into an accident every month. But my thing is, when the time comes, then I probably won't have enough money for access.
Then
you
would have
saved.
I guess so. But some of us are not really good at saving.
But like I say, you see, a premium is like death. It's okay, either way, it's coming.
Yeah.
Whereas the excess, dude, you may have your car for 5 years and never pay an excess.
An accident. Yeah. I guess that's a good point.
And you still got cover.
I hear you.
But that's why we like having these discussions, because, you know, we can kind of get to a point of, okay, Mina, I think you should go about it this way, and then other people will tell us they think they should go about it that way. I know right now somebody's going to call us and tell us they don't have insurance, they've saved up like 30 or 40 grand so far, and they're going to fix a car themselves. I know it. I know.
What if you bump into an expensive car?
Bruh.
Like, what if I bump to you, Sizwe, with my Polo?
Somebody did, man. Like, this one time a truck hit me and it turned out that the truck didn't have insurance.
Yo.
And I felt so sorry for that time.
Yeah. You felt sorry, man?
It was his truck. Yeah, it was his truck.
Really?
Yeah, he owned it. Sure. And I was like, I'm glad you got a truck. But shame, he was sitting on the side of the road like he was holding his... Because literally his brakes failed. Mm. Then he plowed into everybody. Bah, bah, bah. So he didn't hit me directly. He hit a car, then hit a car. And then there was a small car that it was pushing like a wheelbarrow, which then hit me.
And you guys didn't say, open the back, let's see what we can compensate ourselves.
Nah, man, Jay. I just felt sorry for him. And I was like, hey, sharp. Then I drove my car off because I had insurance and I never saw the guy again.
Sure.
But I remember them calling me, and because obviously they call and they follow up. And I was like, hey, Baba, Lana, call him, what is U5? Yabo.
That's a lot. Yeah. I'll tell you two stories quickly.
Yeah.
My first accident was my fault. It's actually the only accident I've ever caused. I just got my license and I plowed into, because some guy like was about to turn, so I avoided him. But then I got stuck on him. I'm like, what was this guy doing? And I turned around, all the cars had stopped. Went into the back of this thing. But there was more damage to my car. There was like a little round, small thing. Like someone pushed a pen into this guy's. And he was very cool.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, I've only got third, I think some weird insurance. Could have been third party.
Yeah.
And the guy was just like, listen, it's not that bad. Let's
leave
it.
Man.
And then when I was driving through Brum, some guy didn't stop, T-boned me in my Taz. And I remember this guy, I'd phone him and I could hear like, no, he didn't have a plan.
Mm.
And I thought, let me just pay it for it. I was like, as in, just leave it as well.
I've also had a guy that hit me and then I got the insurance to pay it. And then he was like, I don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Then I got the insurance to pay it. And then he hit me on Twitter. I was like, yo, man, can I just pay you like monthly? So he used to give me like, I think a grand or something a month.
Shit.
Yeah, he used to give me a grand a month for like 5 months or 6 months because it was really just a bumper.
Mm. What
but
an honest
why didn't
guy.
He take that 1,000 and just get insurance?
Aye, Pela, he didn't think he would see.
Aye, Mara.
The numbers are scary though. My missus works in insurance. The numbers out there are scary of people who are not insured driving around.
It's not safe. Honestly, thank God I haven't.
It should be compulsory, actually.
Well, it is, strictly speaking. But I mean, a lot of things are compulsory. Drinking and driving, you shouldn't be doing that.
It's the enforcing the laws part. That's not compulsory.
Guys, I have car insurance. I have cell phone insurance. I have home content insurance. Yes, I have insurance for almost everything I own. Kinda. Yes. Yes, I do.
Nah, for sure. We've got another voice note, but it's over a minute long, so we'll play that after this.